Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're joined by Spencer Stoliga, the CEO and founder of Shuttle, an AI-powered platform pairing unused freight space with shippers' available goods to reduce cost, waste, and carbon use while increasing sustainability and logistics performance. And Mr. Stoliga, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for coming out. So for starters, Yellow's recent announcement around its looming bankruptcy appears to have quite a few twists and turns, as well as last-minute surge in the stock value as well. Can you give our listeners a quick summary of how one of the nation's leading less-than-truckload shippers has ended up in this circumstance? I'm sure that would be some good information to kick things off here today.
There's been a lot of speculation as to the, I guess, the smaller, the more minor infractions that have happened to them along the way. But at the end of the day, they've had three profitable quarters since 2009, I believe. And I think that sentence actually gives it pretty straight. But when we had our supply chain issues, when COVID started, they got about a $700 million bailout from the government. So it was a factor of buying companies and not having enough cash flow to then uphold. And then all of a sudden, it was the world gave us the unexpected, and they could only manage so long with limited cash flow.
Yeah, certainly appreciate the information and feedback around that situation. Now, if Yellow were to declare bankruptcy, per se, what would be the industry's impact, and would this further weaken our national freight delivery network? Get into those details and the impact that's possible there.
So we've been wanting assets faster than anybody can create them. We have a lot of large players in that space who are likely going to just essentially see a yard sale of equipment become available to them overnight. So those assets, it'll be rough for a period, but I mean, it's trucks right now are hitting the yard and they are gone the next day. That's how it has been for the last 5 years. But now all of a sudden we have a surplus. So I believe the rest of the industry will step up and we'll come out of this just all right.
Now, Mr. Stoliga, at first glance, this situation appears to have elements of inefficiency built into it. Would you agree, or are there strategies for increasing efficiency and profitability that you would advise for the industry?
I mean, I think, yeah, absolutely. It was, at its core, it generally comes down to inefficiency in supply chain when we are reaching profit in the logistics space, because that is everything. So it's going to provide an opportunity for a lot of these technologies. I mean, we're at a stage of basically unprecedented innovation here. And I think it's going to offer these technologies an opportunity that they may not have had, or they may have had to wait their turn for, wait for another use case to come up or an absolute need, because we don't necessarily change when things are going the way they have been. So I think that we're going to see some interesting players come up that have not been, a lot of names that we have not seen before, a lot of applications of new age technology that we've just seen take off over the last year. So that's what I'd expect the reaction to be.
What better person to talk to about this than yourself, and really appreciate your coming out to touch on this today. We're speaking with Spencer Stoliga, the CEO and founder of Shuttle, an AI-powered platform pairing unused freight space with shippers' available goods to reduce cost, waste, and carbon use while increasing sustainability and logistics performance, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, in our earlier conversation some time ago, you spoke about artificial intelligence and your company's mission to improve the LTL industry performance. Not to play devil's advocate here, but would an AI technology have helped Yellow with its current situation, and what benefits can it deliver to the freight transport sector overall? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
So our largest use case, it's also interesting because it touches on what I just mentioned, is we were able to apply AI to the smallest amount of data, and all of a sudden it's, you know, to do machine learning and to apply these advanced technologies, it was a venture. It was hiring multiple people. It was months of work and thousands upon thousands of lines of data. And then now all of a sudden we only need a very, very minimal amount of data, enough that a small player could very easily have that or come up with it. And they can now apply these advanced technologies to their operations. But to touch on the Yellow portion, it's difficult to speculate. It certainly could have likely, you know, inserted chatbots across the company just to have them for use internally to make sure that everybody had a resource to know how the company was supposed to operate. Also, it uses an external resource that, like we have all seen on basically every website now. But there, circle back to the data, there's a level of risk management that could have been applied here. Had this been readily available at the point that it was today, is today. AI is playing a big part in risk management currently. So financial forecasting is another one. Human resources, optimizing the workforce. Predictive maintenance, there hasn't really been many issues with any of their assets, but I have to imagine that there's money that is being left on the table if we are having a breakdown at an unideal point. So yes, there is certainly a use case of how today's technology, and that's how quick we've innovated here, that it could have certainly played a part.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, and gives you a lot to think about as well. Now, going broader across industries, do you see AI as a tool to better insulate companies from financial peril? Or is it safer to say AI is a tool solely confined to improve technology performance? Talk to us about that.
It absolutely could. We don't even know the limitations of it yet, but the way that it has been applied so far has elevated our operations at a rate that I couldn't have imagined. I have better insight into our financials than I had when we started 2 years ago. And that's also an interesting point that, with being a smaller organization, I mean, we're quick, we're nimble. We can make a decision. I can make a decision today and insert whatever technology we need and have it done company-wide by end of week to adjustment processes. At the larger enterprise level, that's moving a mountain. That's probably 4 years. If you're going to change how you do your financial forecasting for the entire org, that is where all of a sudden being a large enterprise player, it's not necessarily an advantage any longer. That's difficult. It takes years to shift 500 people all in one direction and redo every single thing they know circled around one process that is so intertwined with every single other process and optimized to a T.
Again, we want to thank you for your visit with us here today and sharing your expertise within the industry that you're in, and can't thank you enough for your time here today. Now, any final words of wisdom for our listeners today? Any closing thoughts?
Not necessarily words of wisdom, but I've certainly remembered the value that partnerships bring, and partnerships and data transparency. Organizations can truly lift one another up, and you don't see much of that anymore. And recently we experienced a a highly valuable partnership from an unexpected resource, and it has done wonders for us. So that is what I'll leave you with.
And I'm sure our listeners appreciated those closing remarks. Really appreciate all the information. And again, your final words as well. If listeners wanted to tap into Shuttle, where can they find further details?
For Shuttle, website is, well, Shuttle is spelled shuddl.io. So straight to the website, shuttle.io, and write it there for anybody who may need information.
And listeners, as always, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Saliga, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on EPN. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Spencer Saliga, the CEO and founder of Shuttle, an AI-powered platform pairing unused freight space with shippers' available goods to reduce cost, waste, and carbon use while increasing sustainability and logistics performance. And for full details, visit shuttle.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app or your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.